Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. You know, it's always such a great thing to do this show, especially when if you're in the Pacific Northwest like I am, where it's just pouring rain and you look out and the skies are gray. We're living up to our reputation. Hey, but the sun shines when we're doing the show. Why? Because we're always sharing good information, information that can empower you, empower your life in one way or another. And today we're going to empower you about wellness. And it's so easy. It doesn't have to be complicated. My guest today is Pete Smith, and we're going to be talking about a product for your feet that I can tell you I have honestly got a love affair with because of what it's doing for me. Hi, Pete. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. Welcome to the show. We're talking about OrthoTibs today. And physical fitness is such an important thing, and I'm a strong advocate of it. I just absolutely love the walking. I love the T-tap. I love all the different things that I do. But when I found out about your product and that it was something that could really help me continue to tone my body and strengthen the muscles in the legs, the lower torso, and to sort of give a body sculpt. Oh, that sounds so good. to do it without effort, that I thought, I'm going to have to try it. Well, I have been using them for a few months now, and I am impressed. And, Pete, you need to let people know a little bit of the history about OrthoTib because it is not mumbo jumbo. It is really good stuff.
Well, yeah, a lot of people always get amazed with the thought that you could actually slip on a pair of shoes that'll help increase your circulation, help you burn extra calories, lose fat, trim cellulite, and simply feel better. And the reason why the shoes are that way is because there is no heel. Now, heelless technology has been around since the 60s with Ann Calso and the Earth shoes. And it's been refined recently by Dr. Masoudi, who's a doctor who used to work with my wife, who's an RN here in Baltimore. And Dr. Masoudi invented a heelless sandal initially for her pregnancy patients. And she did that for a couple reasons. One, pregnant women get tons of sore lower backs because of the baby weight pulling their spine out of alignment. She invented a shoe that when they're walking on it, it actually creates a center of gravity slightly ahead of their belly button, causing them to walk with their head up and their shoulders back in better posture than they normally would. And that in and of itself, along with the buildup of muscle groups that support the spine, made their backs feel better. She invented a shoe that was heelless so that as you're walking on it, you get this gentle Stairmaster effect, as if you're using that old exercise where you step up, step down, mm-hmm. step up, step down on the Stairmaster. So you start gently flexing every leg muscle from your ankles all the way up the leg through your tush, your lower abdomen as you stride forward, and your lower back, the oblique muscles in the love handle area. And that causes you as you wear the shoes to go ahead and do a bunch of exercise that you don't really know you're doing because you're just walking.
Mm-hmm.
And it is more challenging because you're balancing on this platform in the front two-thirds of the shoe. And that's what causes them to work. They look crazy because the heel's completely cut out of them.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have sandals, clogs, and boots. But after 15, 20 minutes of walking in them, it becomes like second nature. And if you do it, just like any other exercise, it's exercise that has targeted specific results for the lower body. It helps tone and trim your legs, your rear end, your lower abdomen, helps keep yourself erect, improve your breathing, and because of the small platform you're stepping on, greatly boosts the circulation in the legs, helping you avoid things down the road like swelling, cold feet, peripheral artery disease, developing varicose veins, swelling, spider veins, things of that nature. And she started selling them back in January 2004. And my wife and I picked up and found out about the product December of 2004 and started selling them in 2005. And there's really no, they're inexpensive. I mean, they're $40 to $65 as opposed to many heelless shoes that are on the market now, anywhere from $150 to $275.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Masuti's made them that way so that everybody in the population in the world can afford their health benefits. But since bringing them out, even just pretty much through word of mouth and a very little bit of advertising that we do, we've already sold over 170,000 pairs of the things. It's just wonderful. It's fun to be able to sell a product that's inexpensive, that simply benefits and actually works and improves people's lives and makes them feel better.
I agree. And I wanted to share with you, and of course you knew that I was going to be down in Los Angeles at this conference at this convention, in fact, and I was down there and I had a booth and I decided I'm going to test these because when you're doing any of these shows, you're on your feet from the very time that the doors open, and I had a 14, 16 hour day. So when I'm standing on my feet, and I've done these before, then often I would wear tennis shoes or something like that, and I said I'm going to test these out and see how they work. So I was able pretty much to be able to stand. And I don't know if any of my listeners are ever, or if they're employed on a job that maybe they have to stand a lot, or if they're like me, they participate in certain events or activities where they're going to be standing for long periods of time. And if ever anybody's done that, they know how painful the feet get towards the end of the day. In fact, your whole body is aching. Usually you wish you could have four masseuses working on you by the time you finish, because every muscle in your body, you are extremely fatigued. I did not have that fatigue in those 3 days that I was working. When I had, of course, you can't see the feet with most vendors, and my booth table was in front of me, and so I would be able to stand in those, and I would rock back and forth, and I could even do a little dance just moving the legs in my body, and nobody was even paying any attention. They couldn't see it, and they just said, well, gee, you're looking awful good, feeling awful good. And some of the vendors came over to talk to me, and I said, you've got to see this. You've just got to see these things. Yeah, and I don't mean to offend you, Pete, but I'd take them off, and I'd say, you need to know these are not especially pretty. In fact, you might even look at them and say, ooh, they're ugly. Why would I even wear these things? Because, they look a lot like Crocs. And, of course, my husband thinks they're extremely ugly. He said, Donna, this is not fashionable. I said, who cares about fashion, for heaven's sakes? By the way, he's a big fan now. But anyway, I showed it to them, and they said, awesome. And then I'd step away from the table, and I would show them how I walked in them, what they did, and they go, wow, look at that. That's amazing. Look at how straight you are. That's incredible. And they got so excited, the vendors especially. So I put out, there were a lot of your flyers that went out to different people. And I said, don't take my word for it. I'm using it. I believe in it, but you need to go look at his website. Don't just understand what the mechanics are behind it. Go look at it. So they were so impressed. And of course, here I am at the end of 3 days. And not only does it give me 2 additional inches in height, which I love, Pete, as short as I am, every little bit inch, every inch up. But seriously, I was really impressed with how my legs did not ache. And I had a conference lecture that I gave, and I had to wear high heels, and I had to be in them for 2 hours. My feet were killing me after 2 hours. So the first thing I did when I got back to the booth was slip off my high heels and put on my orthotebs, and oh, it felt so good. And those little nubs that are on the inside, when I would show those to people, because at this expo, the people said, oh, those are acupuncture supports, the points. And I said, yeah, this is what they do. Oh, isn't that incredible? So it's just a wonderful, wonderful development that I think that the doctor has just accomplished. And like you said, it's so inexpensive, but I'm using them. I'm using them daily. And my husband uses them when he's in the house. He puts them on, and the swelling, he used to have a problem with edema, and he sits at the computer a lot. So he's not having that now. It's not bothering him now. So it's really amazing how a simple design like this, which I know was complex because she really thought out how to design it so it could benefit the wearer. But I want you to tell us the difference between the clogs and the sandals, because I know you say when you use the clogs, you burn double the amount of calories, which any of us, if we're trying to stay in shape and tone up, trim down, are interested in. But when you use the sandals, it's three times the amount of calories that you're going to use. How come?
Well, sure. I mean, it took Dr. Masoudi about a year's worth of developing different prototypes till she finally got the right orthopedic shape, the right center of gravity, and the right combination of style that could be made in different sizes. I mean, we've got sandals from 4 through 13. We've got clogs from 6 through 10 that fit women from about 7 through 11 and a half. And based on the biomechanics, the way the sandals fit your feet, they have a flip-flop style. It's a soft terry cloth thong, holds them on your foot. And they're about 2.25 inches of platform that you're standing on, and then there's no heel in the back. Based on the biomechanics of the way your feet are held in them, you have to exert more effort to stay balanced as you stride through your steps. And they're not as forgiving as the clogs. The, mm-hmm. the sandals don't squish as much. The clogs are, again, like you said, funky-looking overgrown Crocs. They are the same style as the Crocs that became very popular over the last 5 years. Crocs actually has a patent on the particular material they make their shoes out of, but the design is public domain. There's tons of clogs with those same
mm-hmm.
styles.
Mm-hmm.
We do have actually a pretty good soft vinyl, so they feel pretty good on the feet whether you wear socks or you go barefoot.
Oh,
but
yeah.
the clogs are very squishy. They're very soft. It's like walking on clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the fact that more of your foot is held and it's a quarter of an inch less high, again, the biomechanics of walking in the clogs, you burn about twice the calories you would in normal shoes, and again, about three times the calories as you normally would in the sandals. But there are tons of people, Donna, as you mentioned, who are in professions like nurses, doctors, dry cleaners, hairstylists, who stand all day long, and standing for a 4, 6, 8 hour or longer period of time can be deadening on the circulation, especially if you're standing on a hard linoleum surface
yes.
like they have in hospitals
mm-hmm.
or a concrete surface like you have in dry cleaner places. It's very bad on the back unless you can keep your posture erect. And again, that's something the shoes do for you. You don't have to think about it. That center of gravity being 3 centimeters ahead of your belly button, you naturally would just keep your head up and your shoulders back, elongating your spine, improving your breathing. And with every step you take, you're pumping up the circulation and getting that little bit of jolting, you know, gentle jolting to all the muscle groups that are going to end up making your tush look better, your legs look better, you'll feel better, you're burning calories, you're longer, you're leaner. Doesn't get much better than that.
I agree with you, and I have to share with you also, and with the audience, this morning I had a conversation with a young woman, and I was showing her what they were, and she said, oh my goodness, my mother has ordered those, and her mother is this little itsy-bitsy person. She must be about 4'2", and she was having a terrible, terrible time with varicose veins, and she had found out about the orthotabs, and she ordered them, and she said her veins have been slowly but surely disappearing. And one of the things that I have noticed is that many times when we are... if there are men and women like myself that will carry weight, excess weight in their legs, they get on the front part of the thigh, maybe like a layer of cellulite, which I had, and I'd had it for years. No matter what I did, I couldn't seem to get rid of it. But between using the orthotabs and doing the T-tap, but especially since I've had the orthotabs, because of the way the muscles are working, that is disappearing. And I thought, hey, that's pretty good. So for any of you out there that might be listening to it, to this, you know, conversation, I want you to be aware that there are ways that you can do things for yourself that are not heavy, complicated things. That this is really good for you, and you can feel good when you wear it. And now it's just so comfortable for me. And this woman's mother, just this morning, she was saying she just is so thrilled because she doesn't have these bulging veins like she did before. And when people do have a tendency towards varicose veins, I know of people that, you know, the women especially, men don't seem to be affected by it the way women are, but women will develop them, and they get these masses of them, and it does have to do with the circulation. So when you're able to wear something like this just around the house, me, I'm wearing it out when I'm going with my Scotties. It's just amazing. If I tried to walk at the pace, which I've tried in these shoes, the way I do in normal tennis shoes, because I've been nicknamed the Road Runner, when I try to go that way, pain and suffering, my leg muscles react, and the whole area, the hips, the lower back, everything, it's like all my muscles just really work overtime. So if you wanted to give yourself a workout, take your dogs out for a walk and try to keep pace like you would if you were wearing tennis shoes, and that'll give you an eye-opener. But wearing
and you don't out. And you don't need to. Again, you're burning twice the calories of regular walking in our shoes. So you can go half of your regular walk if you want to save time. You're going to get as much benefit as you did in your regular shoes. If you want to pump up your workout, go three-quarters of your regular walk in our shoes. Many people will use them on their treadmill. Again, that more than doubles or triples the work on the treadmill. Or just wear them, like you said, for a half hour a day, walking from room to room, doing your everyday chores. It's a great way to get a workout and multitask, as people are so busy in their lives, they find more and more difficult to carve time out to do their TTAP or do their workout or go to the gym. It's a great adjunct for the busy society that we have.
I think so, and I think it's important for guys to be aware of this. I know that my husband has been very pleased with it. Initially, he thought, oh, you have got to be kidding. But, and I know it's a guy thing, but you benefited from this tremendously, and the men that will put this on, they're not going to have, you know, they're going to really be able to feel better, even if they're at the computer. They can very gently rock. You know, just move their knees up and down, and right then and there, that auxiliary heart muscle, your calf muscles, are working. It's great. Sort of like sitting in a rocking chair, but you're not rocking. You're just moving your feet. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Matter of fact, we have some video testimonials on the website. One of them is from a gentleman who's very much into karate. He's a PhD in Illinois. His name's Dan. And after having his clogs for a while, he emailed me. And typically, we don't go after testimonials, but we have people email them or call them into us by the hundreds. I post many of them on the website. Dan, for example, said the clogs feel great. With a thick pair of socks, I can't tell you how wonderful they feel. After wearing them for 2 days, I felt increased tone in my quadriceps, a sensation of feeling lighter as I went about my daily activities. Wow, he said. 3 months later, he said, as a public health professional, I am constantly looking to identify a range of strategies that will improve the overall health of populations. I purchased the OrthoTeb clogs several months ago after reading favorable reviews of the OrthoTeb line of footwear. My initial reaction to the clogs after wearing them for 2 weeks was quite favorable, with a significant reduction of pain from an old knee injury. After 2 months, I have no residual pain whatsoever. Indeed, my legs haven't felt so good since I was in college over 30 years ago. While I cannot speak for all OrthoTeb footwear products, I can highly recommend the clogs, which perform as advertised. And I know exactly what he means. I grew up with Osgood Schlatter's disease in both knees. My knees were painful as I got older. After having worn the sandals, I'm actually a little too large for the clogs, for just a couple months. Basically, again, I'm selling the product, so what do I know? But my legs have never felt as good as I did back when I was a 17-year-old hockey goalie. My knee pain is gone. As you strengthen the leg muscles, it takes stress off the joints, and that's why I feel that way. So it's very pleasant to hear people, you know, and their various success stories. And again, it's not magic. It's not rocket science. It's physiology. It's the brilliantness of Dr. Masuti. Orthoteb, by the way, means body medicine in her native language. It's exercise and the benefits of exercise. That's all it is. But it's some of the easiest exercise you'll ever do, because most people who have 2 feet do walk. So if you just slip them on, walk around at least half hour a day in them, you're going to get a great lower body workout.
Yes, and Ed, with we gals, we always want our legs to look better and our hips. And I know of even slender women that they just to be able to stay toned, to be able to have something that I can put on my feet. And that's what I found out from the vendors. They said, boy, if I had something where my feet could be more comfortable. And they'd come by and they'd tease me, because every once in a while they'd see me sort of rocking. They'd say, oh, you're exercising again, aren't you? And I'd say, yes, I am. But it was really good, because I didn't have the lower back pain that normally I get after doing those long shows. I didn't have a lot of the difficulties. Now, before we went on air, you said you wanted to mention something about dealers. Now, people can go to orthoteb.com. That's orthoteb.com.
Yeah, .net, actually.
.net, I'm sorry. .net. So, where are the dealers where people can find, and I know you've got them on your website, but why don't you mention a few, because we've got listeners from all over the country.
And we're always looking for new dealers. Unfortunately, the business took a real shot in the end of 2005 from Katrina. Dr. Masuti and her husband are based out of New Orleans, and it just about wiped out the business for a while.
So
we're still rebuilding from then. But we've got dealers in Australia, Mexico, Finland, Switzerland, Australia. In the U.S., we've got dealers in Arkansas, California. There's about 6 dealers in California. We've got dealers in Delaware. We've got Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Jersey. We've even got a pizza parlor in New York selling them.
Hey,
we've got here.
That
we've
makes
got
sense.
Here. There you go. You can eat your fattening food. Get your shoes and go walk it off.
Put on your Orthoteb clogs and take off and go. Well, you
there
know,
you
Steve,
go.
One of the things, again, that I think is so important in today's world, because of Dr. Masuti's research, her exploration into physiology, because of her concern about her patients, which I think is significant, developing a product that, one, is economical, two, that's practical. They do come in different colors. I got the black because, you know, walking out in the dirt with the dogs and the other stuff, I just thought that was more practical. That's just me. But you have different colors, and people, again, can go to orthoteb.net and see all of the information that you have. You have a part of your website that people can just sort of scroll down and see all of the different situations physically that people can go through and how this can help them, why it will be of benefit to them. And again, this isn't a magic bullet, but it is something that if you incorporate it in, as I have, into just your daily regimen, you get to a point where you don't even think about it. And it takes you a while to get used to it. But I'll tell you, I go up and down the stairs in these. I'm walking my dogs with them when I can, when weather permitting. It's wonderful. It's just a part of my life now, and I do notice the difference. In fact, I even wore them to the airport because I could slip them off real easily. But it's just amazing. So if you're flying, if you're a person that's on a plane a lot, hey, you can put them on. And I know they're not exciting to look at, but hey, you can be on that plane and you can very gently make sure that you don't have a problem with circulation, because that's something that many people experience when they're on flights, especially long flights. And no matter where you're going, you could put a pair of these on and just gently move your feet up and down, and you are going to not have the stiffness and the aching in your legs, especially if you're riding in coach, that you normally would have. Pete, again, your website is orthoteb.net. And they can just go right there. They can order on your site. And if they have any questions, they can email you, right? Right from the site?
That's correct. I'd also like to put in a plug because your regular listeners probably know how good T-TAP exercise is.
Oh,
you have Teresa Tapp on your show on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why Teresa found out about them is from one of the T-TAP trainers. Her name is Lynette Madden, and she has a website that's Lynette, L-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, 22.tripod.com. And Lynette is one of the people who deals the shoes in New Hampshire and all around the country. And she's the one who introduced Teresa to them. And Teresa and the T-TAP people just can't get enough of the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got chiropractors and hair salons, and we've got massage therapists and health clubs selling them. And people who already know about improving their physiology obviously love the product because it does work. But if you get a chance, if you're a listener, go to Lynette's site, lynette22.tripod.com, without the www in front of it,
mm-hmm.
and see what she has to say about them. And you can buy them from Lynette as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I want to let people know also that we're going, for those of you that are in the Pacific Northwest, the Northwest Women's Show is coming up. And I'm going to have material at my booth, 406 there. And we're also going to be having a contest that you can participate in to win a pair of these wonderful, wonderful shoes. And I'll be wearing them, so you can come by and you can see me. And remember, that's March 27th, 28th, and 29th. So we're going to be having things on display because this is absolutely a wonderful product. I recommend it highly. Pete, thanks ever so much.
Thanks, Donna.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Talk to you soon.
You bet. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, those telephone lines are going to be open. Again, don't forget, check out orthoteb.net. Why not start getting in shape for summer now? It may be doom and gloom and yucky outside, but hey, you can start getting fit and get those legs in shape for those bathing suits that you're going to be wanting to wear and look fit and just feel absolutely gorgeous, flat tummy and all. Between T-TAP and the OrthoTeb shoes, you've got it, period. That's it. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't go away.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthoteb.net.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to T-TAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the T-TAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at T-TAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. and the author Donna Siebel will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Siebel. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Siebel to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Siebel, and telephone lines are now open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. We have 2 toll-free numbers that you can call into. The first one is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Worldwide, anywhere in the world, call 888-815-9756. That's right, anywhere in the U.S. and or in the world, 888-815-9756. And remember, I'm delighted to share my skills and talents with you. All I need is your first name or your initial, and then I love to know where you're calling from. And after that, I'll give you the information that I perceive. I'm an information resource, so I will be able to give you information, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like. Now, before we go to our first caller, I do want to mention some things. I am going to, for those of you in Alaska that are listening to this show, I'm going to be in Fairbanks, Alaska, March 9th through 11th. And then the evening of the 11th through the 15th, I will be in Anchorage, Alaska. My newsletter is coming out this weekend, so there will be more details there. But if you are interested in meeting with me privately while I'm up there, then just give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852. I'm booking appointments now. In the Pacific Northwest, Seattle-Tacoma area, 2 big things are coming up at the end of the March. At the end of March, as you heard me talking with Pete Smith, the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th of March, I am going to be at the Pacific Northwest Women's Show, which is at the Safeco Exhibition Convention Center. Absolutely awesome. This is an event, gals, hey, it's all for the ladies. They are going to have so many wonderful things going on, and I encourage you, go to their website, Pacific Northwest Women's Show. Just go in, Northwest, just type in nwwomenshow.com and go in and see everything that's going on. There's discount tickets available. We have over 40,000 women that come out, and it is just fabulous. Now, I'm going to be speaking probably each day, and on Friday there's a very special something that I'm going to be doing, and we'll get more information to you as we get closer and closer to the time. So I want you to know about it. Check it out. Also, if you're interested You can be an assistant in my booth, and I will have free passes for those that would like to participate. So if you're interested, call me at my office, 800-872-8852. And last but not least, on the 25th of April, a Saturday, I'm giving an all-day seminar. It'll be from 10 until 4, and this is going to be called Mind Vision. It is going to be all about powering you up as an individual for the greatest stuff that you have within yourself. So we're pulling all that detail together. That's going to be in my newsletter also, and I'll be giving you more details as we get closer and closer. So that's in the Tacoma area, and if you, again, are in the Pacific Northwest, that is something you may want to put in red in your calendar to say, this is what I want to do. If you want to power up your life, this is a good way to do it. This is Donna Sebo. I have a caller on the line who's been waiting very patiently. Thank you for doing so. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Cassandra, and I'm calling from Roswell, Georgia.
Roswell, Georgia. Now, spell your name for me, your first name.
It's C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A.
I only have met one other Cassandra that I can recall. It's such a musical name. It just reminds me of, for me, it's like a Spanish lady in a very great, glorious gown in a court somewhere. It just has that kind of flow to it. It's just wonderful. Well, Cassandra, let's get down to business with you. And by the way, we will be taking a break in about a minute and a half, and I wanted to let you know that. So if you're still on with me, stay on, and then we'll continue, okay?
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, Cassandra, the first thing I'm looking at is you're going to need some dental work. This is something that I think maybe has been put off for a while because you weren't sure that you really needed to take care of it. I want to say don't dally. Apparently, this year, getting yourself into shape physically is very important, too. It's like you want to have your eyes checked. You want to take care of your teeth. You want to be sure that you maybe get a good physical. And just it's as if you're getting a whole new image about yourself. And you want to be able to look at yourself with clarity and saying, this is where I am right now, but I know where I want to be. You're a pretty gutsy woman. You've gone through some pretty rough rapids in life, and you've been able to get through them. I call some of them whitewater specials. And you have made it through, but you're feeling a little shaky. Because right now you're sort of in what I call a limbo cycle, and you're concerned that you might be losing momentum. I want you to enjoy the limbo. Don't worry about that. This is the time for you to look at your planning, your strategies. Look at the basics. Take care of any loose ends that are around you. You don't have to push and shove and make yourself into something you don't want to be. What you want to do is give the time to yourself. Take the time to do your walks. Take your time to do your journaling. Be good to yourself. Because once you see with clarity what your priorities are and what really means the most to you, then you're going to find yourself moving forward with a momentum that I think is just going to be fabulous. Now, one of the things that you've had some pretty hard lessons about is focus. And you finally have awakened to the fact that you have to keep focus and you have to learn how to say no to people. And I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate you because it's a tough thing to learn, especially when you've been taught just the opposite, to be a doormat for people. You finally have learned how to say no. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you.
You know, the picture of the cat hanging from the barn that says, you've gone come a long way, baby. That's exactly what I see with you.
Thank
you've come
you.
A long way. So don't put yourself down because you're moving forward, dear. You're just in this limbo phase. Don't battle it. Flow with it. Imagine a white water, okay? You've come through all these rapids, just like I said. Now you're in this sort of quiet spot, and you got some other things you're going to be going through. But you've got all this experience behind you. You know how to handle this raft. Take advantage.
Yes.
Don't be anxious. Work with what you can work with, and then move forward. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
Fabulous. What would you like to ask me today?
Oh, yes, I was just wondering. I am definitely working on exactly what you're saying, to the T. And I was also looking at the fact that I have been manifesting just being patient and looking at relationships from a different standpoint. And I wondered, I have two options now, and I wondered why in the world it is I have two options instead of just one for relationship compatibility.
Hey, do you know how many people listening to this would go, you've got two, I haven't got any? Congratulations. You don't have to make this an either or. Cassandra,
oh.
Cassandra, you are breaking paradigms. It's okay. You could have 16 different people in your life. It's all right. You don't have to make it an either or.
Yeah. Thanks.
Neither one of these people are what I call the Mr. Wonderful for your life.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what. I think they each bring you gifts of awareness about the qualities you would like to have in a life partner. Now, we've got to take a break. Will you stay with me?
Yes, totally.
All right, dear. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, if you want to give me a call, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Toll free, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, by the way, tomorrow we're going to have Road Rules. Be the truck, not the squirrel. Andrew Sherman is going to be my guest, and so you're not going to want to miss him. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. And Seductive Delusions on Friday, you like the title? Well, we're going to be talking about sexually transmitted diseases. Dr. Jill Grimes is going to be my guest. Fascinating topic, and I'll tell you what, if you've got kids, you need to get that book because of what it shares. Anyway, let's go back to my guest, Cassandra. Cassandra, did that help answer your question for you?
Yes, you were able to give me clarity. I don't really have to choose right now. You were saying I'm getting the qualities I need from both to see what I'm wanting in a mate.
Well, stop and look at it this way. If you go grocery shopping and you're going to buy items to put in a dinner salad for guests, don't you check things out?
Yes.
When you pick up that head of lettuce, don't you look at it? And when you pick up tomatoes, you check them, right, to make sure there's no worms in it?
Yes.
All right, honey. When you are looking at someone that is saying, ooh, I want you in my life, I just think you're wonderful and all this stuff, that's great. We all love to hear that. I don't know of a human being, male or female alive, that doesn't enjoy being appreciated and flattered. But when you're looking at someone for a life partner, you want to go for the quality. You want to look at the character. You want to look at them and evaluate and have your checklist.
Yeah.
Now, I know that sounds cold, and somebody may say, Donna, you're taking all the romance out of it. Oh, this isn't what I wanted, Donna. I wanted champagne and chocolate, and I want these passionate things like I see on television. Well, you might get that. That's great. But remember, when you have a life partner, that partner, if they don't have the qualities of character, trust, generosity, compassion, integrity, intention of purpose, if they are an individual that maybe will meet you somewhere and then just say, well, this is what I promised to do, and they never show up, is that what you want in your life? I don't think so. And you have to look at what is valuable to you. And that's where you need to take time to evaluate them. And if they get hot to trot, you just say, here, have an ice cube. Or give them a bucket worth.
Thank
they
you.
Just keep it cool, because there's a big difference between sex and love. There's a big difference between those two components. You want them together, because there are going to be times in life when you have that life partner where you are going to be dealing with some tough times. There could be financial challenges. There could be health challenges. There could be family challenges. There could be all kinds of things that come in. And you don't want a mental lumphead.
That's true.
That you're going to have to be a mother to. You're going to want somebody that, if you feel like crying, they're going to put their arms around you and say, it's okay to cry. And, you know, you're going to want that partner, and you're going to want to be able to walk side by side with each other.
Yes.
So if what I say to you resonates, if it makes sense, that's good. But don't just take my word for it. Try it.
Yes, I am.
And if somebody says, oh, you should only be my one and only, say, that's nice, go find somebody else. It's okay. Don't worry. I guarantee you, we've got 6 billion people on this planet. There's at least one or two in there for you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I get a little sassy. But anyway, that's what maturity gives you, the opportunity to express. You know, and it's a lot of fun. But I really mean it sincerely. I think that it is so important for you just to be true to yourself and really ask yourself, what do you value? What is most important to you in that association? Take time to think it through.
I will. I love what you told me. That's so true. That's what I needed to hear.
Good. Now, how did you learn about the show?
Through my friend. She's also in Georgia. She's in Atlanta, and she told me about it, and I've listened today, and I loved it.
Oh, I'm so glad. I love doing it, and I so appreciate you calling in, and you tell your friends.
I will. Thank you.
You're very welcome, hon. Well, take care, and perhaps we'll have a chance to talk to you again.
Thank you.
You are welcome, Cassandra. Have a good life. This is Donna Sebo. By the way, if you want to call in and chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Hey, I got a wonderful recipe from Don, this fellow who's really into physical fitness, and I get all kinds of little emails from him every once in a while. And I thought this recipe was so awesome. If you're like me, you're always in a hurry, and you're trying to figure out, oh, gee whiz, what can I put together that's quick, easy, fast, and isn't going to add 2 inches to my hips after it passes my lips? Okay, so this is what it is, and it's made with chicken, and I don't know, you might want to try it with fish. I haven't tried it, but let me give you the ingredients. Get that pad of paper, and quick like a bunny, I just want to mention, while you're getting that pad of paper and pen, we are going to be talking with Andrew Sherman. We're going to be talking about road rules. Be the truck, not the squirrel. Doesn't that give you a visual? Okay, got that pad of paper and pen? These are the ingredients for this recipe. And again, it's a chicken recipe, but I think you might be able to do something like this with fish, depending on what your tastes are. But if you like something spicy, which I love spice, okay, you're going to need a teaspoon of chili powder, one teaspoon of salt, a half a teaspoon each of ground cumin, garlic powder, and onion powder. That's a half a teaspoon each of ground cumin, garlic powder, onion powder. You're going to need a tablespoon of cornstarch, If you like, you can use arrowroot. A quarter of a cup of water. Quarter of a cup of water. You're going to need 4 uncooked chicken breasts. And you can get 4-ounce portions or 6-ounce portions, whatever you like. You're going to need a half of a green bell pepper sliced into real thin strips. And you need a half of a red bell pepper sliced into thin strips. If you're like me, the more of that, the better. So for me, I'd put the whole pepper, each one in. That's just me. I like a lot of veggies. Then you need a medium onion sliced, and a tablespoon of olive oil, and 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice. The fresh is better than the canned, but if you can't, or the jarred lime juice. If you can't get the fresh limes wherever you are, then use the jarred lime juice, but the fresh is so much tangier. And then have some lime wedges that are going to be on the dish afterwards. Now, this is how easy this is. You couldn't get it any easier. You take all of your seasonings, your chili powder, your salt, your cumin, your garlic powder, your onion powder, your cornstarch or arrowroot, and water. Mix it all together in a plastic bag. That's right, put it all in a plastic bag. Then what you do is you add your chicken, the peppers, and onion, and then you seal your plastic bag and then gently just move this marinade through the bag and then go stick it in the refrigerator for 15 minutes. How hard is that? That is easy. Clean up. Easy. This is what you do when it comes time to cook it. And if you have to leave it in there for longer than 15 minutes, no big deal. It's not going to hurt anything. But it allows those seasonings to work their way into your veggies and into your meat. So what you're going to do then, when you're ready to cook, you have a large skillet, put your 1 tablespoon of olive oil in the skillet, and then put your contents of the bag in the skillet, and you cook it over a high heat. So you're going to have to watch this. You don't leave it. And you stir it occasionally and cook until the vegetables are tender crisp and the chicken is cooked through. Now, that's going to take all about 7 minutes. When it's done, and to check the chicken, all you have to do is take a sharp knife and then just go through the middle of it. Just make a little slit and check and see if there's any pink in there. And if, you know, there is, then you just need to cook it a little bit longer. But remember, it's real fast. This is real easy. You remove it then from the heat and stir in the lime juice that you've got. You mix it right in the pan. And then you want to put it in a serving dish, and then your lime wedges are a nice accompaniment. Now, I'll tell you, you can make this into a stir fry if you want. Now, this is what it is in a way, but you could take those chicken breasts and you could cut them into, you know, into slices, and then you could cook it. And then you could have some rice if you wanted some rice. If you're watching your carbs, then forget the rice. Maybe you'd want to just, you know, have it on a bed of whatever, figure out something that you would like to do that with. But it is low-cal. Your carbs are very, very low. It's got a wonderful flavor to it. Easy cleanup, fast. And what do you got? You've got 4 servings there that are absolutely incredible. So I want to thank Don. Now, by the way, this dish only has, per serving, now this is a serving for 4 people. So let's say you wanted to have something to take to work. You could put this in 4 different containers if you wanted and take it to work with you. And have yogurt for dessert. That would take the heat out of the mouth. Yeah, any milk product will take any excess heat out of your mouth. It'll just automatically neutralize it. But this is only 160 calories. That's all that there is. And I want to thank Don for sharing this information because, one, it's colorful, it's pleasing to the eye, and if you like spicy food, great. If you don't like things real spicy, then maybe adjust, use different seasonings. Use your imagination. This is a basic recipe that you can use in so many different ways. You could do this with a particular barbecue sauce, whatever. You just need to know you can do this. Everything goes in that plastic bag. Easy cleanup, no hassle, and it is good. It is delicious, and that lime juice gives it that that extra something. I also wanted to thank you. By the way, if you want to give me a call, 877-876-5227. I'm looking at our time, and I know that we have a few minutes here before the close of the show. I wanted to share with you a story that was sent to me by Bob about Dennis Waitley. And you may or may not be familiar with him, but Dennis Waitley is a man that has been involved with motivating people for years. He's just a great guy. And he has this story. He said when he was researching the history of the building of the Brooklyn Bridge as a major illustration for ideas of success and motivation, he was fascinated with how the first bridge was built over Niagara Falls. He said, when you want to build a bridge over a giant gorge, first you have to get a line over whatever canyon you're wanting to do this on, going from obviously one side to the other. And can you imagine the challenge of doing it over Niagara Falls? That's huge. It's massive. Well, the engineers were challenged. They couldn't cross the falls in a boat to take the line from one side to the other because the boat itself was going to end up going over the falls. And the airplane had not yet been invented. Can you imagine this? The distance was also way beyond the bow and arrow range, which had been a common method at the time to get a line across a gorge so you could build a bridge. Now, the designing engineer at the time was Charles Ouellette. He pondered this until he came up with his own fabulous, revolutionary idea. He decided that while solving the problem, he'd also have some fun and generate some publicity for the project at the same time. This is what Ouellette did. He sponsored a kite-flying contest and offered $5. That was a lot of money in that time. This is in the 1800s. Offered $5 to the first person who could fly a kite across the gorge and let it go low enough to the ground for someone to be able to grab the string. Now, the year was 1849, and the $5 in those days was equivalent to a small lottery amount today. There was a young boy who won the prize who was so proud of this accomplishment until he died nearly 80 years later. Now, it all began with this idea by Charles Ouellette and one thin kite string. The kite string was used to pull a cord across, then a line, then a rope. Next came an iron wire cable and then steel cables until a structure strong enough to build a suspension bridge was in place. And Dennis said, when he heard the story, what was brought to his attention is that that kite string, the idea came from a single thought. And the more vivid and clear the thought, the more you worked with it, the stronger it became until someone was able to actually accomplish it. He said, it's like the string to the rope to the cable. Each time you rethink something, you dwell on it, or layer it with other thoughts, you are strengthening the structure on which to build an idea, a dream, like building a bridge over Niagara Falls. However, there's, unlike with a kite, there's no string attached to how high and how far your goals can take you. They're limited only by the power of your imagination and the strength of your desire. What a wonderful illustration. Built, you have dreams inside of you, whoever you are, wherever you are. Those dreams are yours. You've got them for a reason. And if you are willing to build on those dreams, if you're willing to stretch yourself that little bit, you're going to find that you are going to accomplish so much more than you ever dreamed. And sometimes, life's journey, you'll have a concept and an idea, and you may find it evolves into something totally beyond what you would have even imagined. Don't give up on what you find is in your heart of hearts. You've been given the capacity for dreaming for the purpose of actually accomplishing it. It may take some guts. It may take perseverance. It's going to take definitely investing in yourself, but I don't think you will ever regret it, because what you give to yourself, you can't help but share it with other people. And when you empower yourself, you empower others as well, if nothing else, by example. But when you're able to do something, then you want to turn around and usually you want to help somebody else be able to achieve their dream too, if nothing else, by being inspired by what you're able to achieve in your own demonstration of life. This is Donna Siebel. I know we are just about out of time here. It's been a delight being with you. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got a dynamic guest as well, right here, same time, same place, Monday through Friday. right here on bbsradio.com, The Donna Sebo Show. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever forget that. Never put your choice of anything in the hands of someone else. Make sure you do your homework, because you're the one that's going to make the dream a reality, not somebody else. This is Donna Sebo. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.